And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, it's another edition of Tell Al Tuesday, and I've asked Pono to join me. Now, Pono lives in one of those states. I'll give you an opportunity. We'll play a little guessing game here. He lives in one of those states that, to me, is I would consider it landlocked. I think the fair expression is waterlocked. Yeah, so right away, you already know what I'm talking about. Yeah, he lives in Hawaii. He is a Lifestyles Unlimited member. He lives in the great state of Hawaii. He gets to enjoy those beautiful Hawaiian vacations every day because that's where he chooses to live. But he's also a Lifestyles Unlimited member, and Hawaii is not where he chooses to invest his money. He actually chooses to invest his money in a place called, now get this, Texas. Ever hear of Texas? Now, why would somebody who lives in Hawaii invest their money in a place called Texas? And the short answer is this. It's because it makes a lot more sense to him. Back in 2022, Pono decided to join Lifestyles Unlimited. We'll get into the why in a moment. But at the time he decided to join Lifestyles Unlimited, he realized that what he was doing for financial freedom, it may not have been working to the best extent that it could have been working towards. And he realized that real estate might have been an avenue that he could pursue that could be the deal breaker. It could change things for him. So in 2022, he became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. And you know what he did? He got busy. He got very busy buying real estate. So we're going to fast forward like 2 years. We're going to get caught up with Pono on today's show, because what I want you to understand is, why did this self-employed entrepreneur decide that real estate was the way to go? And why in God's name would you invest in a place called Texas? With no further ado, let me invite Pono to the show. Pono, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Al. Aloha.
Aloha. Aloha. So are you in the great state of Hawaii right now? Or are you like 5 hours behind me?
No, I'm actually in Texas right now. I'm trying to take care of some real estate that we have in Texas. So I'll be going back to Hawaii next week.
Okay. So did I get any of that backstory wrong? Did I say anything incorrect about your journey towards financial freedom?
No, it was spot on.
So fill in the blanks. I mean, what happened to cause you to check out an organization like Lifestyles Unlimited, especially when you already live in paradise?
Well, so as everybody knows, living in paradise costs. So, my wife and I, we were looking at our businesses. We're making really good money, but we also wanted to think about retirement. And so we have our retirement accounts and our businesses, but looking forward, there's no way we could continue to live in Hawaii with the amount of money that we had saved up for our retirement, even if we, pinch pennies and put more money toward our retirement, because it's a finite amount of money, right? So I was looking for other avenues to invest besides like the stock market and everything else like that. So that's how I got into even looking at real estate.
Did you decide to become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited before you went to the seminar, or did you check out like one of our free workshops or one of our case study events before you joined?
It was the seminar, the 2-day seminar online, and I ended up joining the Financial Freedom Program. So because I was unsure about Lifestyles Unlimited, I didn't want to go ahead and become a member when I didn't really know too much about them. It wasn't until my wife and I wanted to make sure that Lifestyles Unlimited was a legit company, then when we went into the expo February 2022. That's when we signed up as members for a single family.
So your scam radar was going off. You checked out the Financial Freedom Seminar, the seminar that all of us as members attend, and you still were a little bit concerned about lifestyles. What was your big concern?
Well, it sounded really good, but you know, the old adage, if it's too good to be true, then it might be, right?
Right.
And so that's why we decided to go to the expo and talk to other people who might be members or who are planning to be members. And after that, we were totally convinced that Lifestyles Unlimited was the road to us getting, financially free.
So what was your aha moment at Expo? Was it the fact that you ran into so many people that were changing their lives doing what you were considering doing, or was it something else?
Oh, yes, it was amazing. There was 5,000 people there, and a lot of them were Lifestyles Unlimited members, and they had all these stories to tell, their success stories and how what deals that they had done and what their net worth were, how exciting it was to be part of this group and all the support. So that was kind of like something that we took on and said, well, you know, I think this might be the avenue that we're going to go to for our financial freedom. It's because it sounded really good, but until we actually talked to people who were successful in it, that was what convinced us.
So did you get a chance to hook up with your fellow Hawaiians at the expo?
Not so much the first one, but the second expo. We met a couple of people the first time who used to live in Hawaii. It was not until the second one when we met more people.
So in 2023, you found all the networking tables where they're set up based on states or locations, and you just kind of dove right into the Hawaii table. And is that how that worked?
No, what happens is when Hawaii people know that there's Hawaii people, we congregate and we talk story is what we say. So, and then once you meet one Hawaii person, he'll introduce you to other Hawaii person. It was pretty good. We're pretty close-knit.
So how many people are in this Hawaiian mafia that we have in Lifestyles Unlimited? What's your guess?
Oh, my goodness. I couldn't even begin to tell you because I know that every single time Lifestyles Unlimited goes into Hawaii, more members join. So I would say several hundred at this point, and I don't even know. I probably know maybe 20 or 50 people from Hawaii, but not everyone.
So what Lifestyles Unlimited provides the people of Hawaii is a necessary resource.
Yes. I think the mentorship, the networking, I think that's really, really important, especially when you're in Hawaii and you're 3,000 miles away from the mainland. You don't know what's going on. And to invest your money in a different state, it's kind of scary because, you're so far away. How is this going to work? And with other people who've done it, it gives you, peace of mind that other people have done it before you and that now you have help, Hawaii people helping other Hawaii people.
So you've kind of got a built-in network of Lifestyles Unlimited members in Hawaii. Once you got to meet one or two of them, you kind of just got sucked into the whole group. I mean, is that fair to say?
Yes.
So it's wow, this is pretty cool because my head's about ready to blow up. This is like the Hawaiian culture being influenced by the Lifestyles Unlimited culture, but they're both competing for the best way to network because both have incredible ways to network. I think it's amazing. I think you guys have really cracked a code here.
Yes, I think. We get together, we have fun, and then we encourage each other. I think is really important.
Now, do you know Dusty and Sandy are ambassadors from the Austin area who happen to be,
yes,
you know, big Hawaiian aficionados? So how did you meet those two? I mean, was it just a chance meeting or did you seek them out?
I believe we first met them in the expo because they were, Sandy used to live, they both used to live in Hawaii and then they moved to Texas. But so we were introduced. We didn't really get a chance to meet them or like know them personally until a couple other meetings later. And then, you know, we ended up just hitting it off. So we've been to Sandy and Dusty's place in Bastrop. So we love that couple. They're amazing.
Were you there for that big event that they did? They had like 150 people at the event. Were you at that one
in Oahu?
No, at Dusty and Sandy's place in Bastrop.
Oh no, I wish I. It's one of those things. Like I'm so busy right now with real estate that and going back and forth from Hawaii that I keep missing all these events. Unfortunately,
we need to get you a scheduler. That's what we need to do. We need to get you a person or an AI to handle your schedule so that you can hit these events, because you're missing out on some of the great conversations that you could have. Plus, you and I have not physically met in person. I've just got to point that out. Pono and I mean, it sounds like we know each other very well because we know a common person in the form of Bruce. But at the end of the day, we've never met in person, so we've got to fix that. We come back from the break. More with Pono. Stick around.
Got questions? Call Lifestyles Unlimited at 855-497-4335. The Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues next.
Lifestyles Unlimited, the education and mentoring group with a roadmap and support to help you real estate retire.
Having the consulting team, having other avenues within your whole system is what's made y'all successful. Everyone is there to guide you to be successful. So it's just up to you to get off the butt and do it.
Do it. Take action today. Get educated now at Lifestyles Unlimited. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for $297, a 60% savings. Lifestyles Unlimited. Text radio.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon. I'm joined by Pono, and together we are working on your financial freedom. So going into the break, Pono, I think we ascertained that you live in probably one of the most beautiful places on this planet. We'd be hard-pressed to find another place that competes so well with the beautiful island of Maui. But let me ask you a personal question, if I may.
Sure.
The island of Maui was devastated last year with the big fires. We saw, I mean, it made the national news and everything. So we learned about that on the news, and our hearts and our prayers go out to the people of Maui that were affected. So the question I have for you is, were you affected by that tragedy?
I think everybody who lived in Hawaii, especially Maui, was affected by the fire because even though we're like about 30 miles away, we're in the town of Kihei, and Lahaina is on the other side of the island. So, but we have friends and family members who basically lost everything. Side note is my wife, Brandis, she was actually supposed to meet an executive from Tommy Bahama at the Tommy Bahama location in Lahaina. My wife actually was the architect for that facility, and it was an amazing facility, and they were supposed to meet there. And because the winds were gusting to like 120 miles an hour, she felt that it was unsafe just to drive there. So she made other arrangements to meet someplace else. Luckily, because the time that they were supposed to meet, that's basically when the fire started. And so she would have been right in the middle of it. So, and it was horrific. I've heard stories. I've had friends who, like I said, just lost everything. It was just so sad. And anyway, everybody was affected.
Do you find that the community is recovering from the fire?
Well, we are recovering, but there still needs to be a lot more done. I mean, and there's not enough housing on Maui to begin with before the fire. And now we have thousands of people who are displaced. So it's going to be years before we get back to where we need to be, you know.
Now, you have a business still on, is it on the island of Maui?
Yes, it is.
Was that
Can
business
I plug
affected?
It?
Yeah, go ahead, please.
It's called Maui Sweep LLC, and we take care of a lot of facilities. We sweep parking lots. We do pressure washing, landscaping, tree trimming, line striping. So anything that needs to be done for facilities, we do. We mainly do like all the corporate accounts, like Costco and Home Depot, Lowe's, but we also do some resorts. So that business has been doing really well for me.
Did that business get affected by the fires?
It did. We had some accounts in Lahaina that burnt down. We had we were bidding some work over there also, and I went to Lahaina, and Brandis and I were actually surveying the properties over there that were burnt down for the Army Corps of Engineer, and it's like nothing you've ever seen. It looked like a war zone. It was so bad. We did have some accounts over there, and we were working toward moving more of our business that way. So yeah, that was affected.
But you're also invested in real estate, and all that real estate is in Texas. So how did those fires affect your real estate?
It didn't, actually. So, you know, our real estate, so we're kind of, even though we're in Houston and south of Houston, we're like, Texas is huge. So we're like, our properties are like, from one point to the other, it could be like 2 hours away from each other. So it's like, and I love the small towns of Texas. I just love the small town feel.
So I've got a business question for you that I think you're probably the only one that I know that could answer this question.
Okay.
Yeah. When it comes to the real estate, we put fire insurance policies on our properties for the perils, and should they burn down, we get paid to replace that property to brand new condition, and then we also have a loss of rent rider that we put on those policies, so that when the tenant has to leave, and you know, obviously there's no place for them to rent, we get paid as if that tenant is in place. So here's the question I have. Is there a similar type of policy protection for your self-employed business?
Not so much loss of revenue, but for equipment and that kind of stuff. So, yeah.
You know, one of the things I want to point out about Pono is that since he joined Lifestyles Unlimited, his net worth has increased year over year. Each year, as he added real estate to his portfolio, his net worth increased. So, Pono, let's do this. Let's get into a discussion of the type of real estate that you decided to buy after becoming a member and diffusing any scam concerns you had about Lifestyles Unlimited. What was the first asset that you bought?
So one of the things that we wanted to do was get into single family right away, because we didn't want to become members and just squander the time and education. So as soon as I went through the Lifestyles Unlimited single family education, I went and started looking for houses. So the first house we closed 3 months later, and that was single family. It was kind of like a very addictive. So I started looking for more houses. And then I think the first year, 2022, I think we had like four four or five houses that we closed on. So that was really exciting.
Yeah, I'm excited just listening to the fact you bought that many homes in your first year. It tells me that you embraced the information that we taught you and you put it to work. I mean, you are actually taking advantage of what we taught you to do.
Yes. And it's this roadmap. That's why it's so easy. Like, because you have step-by-step instructions, it's so easy to get into a house. You just have to, you know, make the time to look for the house and make sure the numbers work for you and it works for your financial situation. But there are deals out there, regardless of what position you have in life and how much money you have. There are so many deals out there. And one of the things that I, get reminded of is from Lifestyles Unlimited, they say you run out of money before you run out of deals. And it's so true. If you had $1 million or $10 million, you just want to buy all of it up because the deals are there. Your equity is there. The cash flow is there. So, yeah, it's very exciting.
Yeah, I mean, you just described me. I'm real estate rich and I'm cash poor, and I'm okay with that. I'm just waiting for the next transition to happen with my real estate investments. In other words, some type of action that returns cash to me. Now, you've already had some of your single family assets go full cycle. Am I correct with that?
Yes. So because you run out of money before you run out of deals, I decided, okay, what kind of hack can I do so that I don't run out of money and I can just keep buying real estate? So, so this is really interesting and it might be helpful to some of your listeners, but what I ended up doing was finding homes that hard money actually covers the purchase of the property and the rehab of the property. And it still had enough equity that, you know, it made it worthwhile. And so that's how I've accumulated some of my property with virtually no money out of pocket.
So you've cracked the code on no money down, even though we at Lifestyles Unlimited tell you we're not going to teach you how to do no money down deals because they usually are ineffective financially. You have figured out how to do it anyway.
Yes, if you do it correctly. I mean, it took some, trial and error, but is it okay if I give you an example?
Yeah, do it.
Okay, so I'm actually closing on a house next week, and this was on MLS where I found, and they were asking, I believe it was $80,000, and that was, it was discounted already, but it's been sitting, and the house is a mess. There's holes in the roof and drywall's just it's fallen through. And you know, you see mold everywhere. I looked at it and I go, wow, it was a four bedroom, two bath. It is a four bedroom, two bath. And I go, this is a great floor plan, small lot, but I ended up, making an offer. I actually gave them a $50,000 offer on this $80,000 house, and they came back at 63. And I'm like, okay, 63? So I jumped at it, and we're actually going to be closing, like I said, next week. Let me tell you what the numbers are. The ARV on this house is going to be close to 200. I'm giving a cash offer of 63,000, and it's about $50,000 rehab budget. So I'm going to have approximately 80,000 plus of equity after I'm done. So I'm going to do a cash out refi on this house, and I am going to try to take out about $150,000 from a cash out refi. So if you take a look at the number, if I cash out refi at $150,000 and I'm into it $113,000, that means I'm going to be putting approximately $37,000 in my pocket, and I'll have a $50,000 equity, and I'll be cash flowing it.
Yeah, I was just writing down all the numbers as you were speaking them, and yeah, bam, home run, dude. that's a home run hit.
And here's the funny thing. That's not, I've done three of those already, and I've already targeted two other properties that's actually going to give me better numbers than that. So when I tell you that there's deals out there, there are deals out there, and especially in Texas. I mean, you're not going to find those deals in Hawaii, no way. But if you go to some of these states that that have houses on the cheap, you can find some amazing deals.
Yeah, I'm sitting here staring at that cash out refinance that you're going to do. So, I mean, not only are you buying the asset for no money down, not only are you able to acquire the asset and do all the repair costs plus the closing and holding costs as part of the hard money loan, you're going to allow it to season long enough that you can do a cash out refinance, and you're going to put this property just paid you $37,000 literally on the day that you bought it. And that's not including the other $50,000 of equity that you're leaving in the asset.
Yes.
Can I upgrade my home run to a grand slam?
Thanks, Al.
Dude. And where did you figure out how to do that? I mean, who taught you how to do all this stuff?
Well, you know, it's trial and error. I mean, Lifestyles Unlimited taught me a lot, but because of limited money, cash, I had to, you know, kind of tweak it out a little bit, hack it a little bit, and this is what I came up with. And it's not like you can only do it one time. Like I said, I've done this several times, and I have two other properties I'm going to be I'm trying to open escrow with that's going to give me the same type of return.
I think you're getting some amazing results. I mean, I'm just kind of blown away by the results you're achieving. I mean, usually when I do an interview like this, I'm talking to somebody who's a very seasoned member, somebody who's been in the saddle for 5, 8, maybe 10 or more years. You've been in the saddle for a little over 2 years, and you're making power moves, man. How does that make you feel?
I feel awesome. I mean, it's like this is so thrilling, and it's so addictive. And it kind of feeds my entrepreneur spirit. So I feel like I was kind of born to do this. But the funny thing is, anybody can do it. Anybody.
And if somebody joins and becomes a member and they get to know you, would you share with them the information that you're sharing with us over the radio?
Of course. I've actually shared this information with a few of my friends in and out of LU. And, you know, and the funny thing is I show that it can be done. But so for my friends who are not LU members, they still think it's a risk, even though I show them what I come up with and how much money I've made. They're excited and they want to do it, but they just don't want to pull the trigger because they're afraid. And that's one thing about Lifestyles Unlimited is, you have so many people behind you so that you can have confidence in going for some of these deals. And there's little fear to go after a deal that makes sense, you know?
Yeah, no, it's spot on. You know, Pono, I want to thank you for being on today's show. I want to thank you for opening your mind and opening your heart to the listening audience. I know there are people that learned something very, very important from you today. And at the end of the day, it all begins with becoming a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. If you want to do what Pono's doing, you want to do what I'm doing, you want to do what the 50,000 members of Lifestyles Unlimited are doing, go to lifestylesunlimited.com, sign up for a free workshop, and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.